You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
As we roll through a Wednesday with a trending report, it's chock full. So we're going to try to go through as many of these as we can. There's a lot of good stuff trending. I might as well start with this. Everyone gets to bring out their inner fifth grader because the planet is pronounced Uranus. But we all know that most people like to say Uranus. And so the headline of the story is, astronomers say probing Uranus should be a top priority. See, that's what I'm saying. We all get to be five.
Dad's everywhere like, yeah, nice.
But I was reading about this last night, actually. They are thinking they're going to send a probe now to Uranus so we can start checking that out. That
Why?
Poor planet has been ignored.
Why?
Oh, you learn all sorts of good things.
Why?
I'm never getting into these debates with you again. You're
Why do we need to know about Uranus? I'm not anti-science. I just think a lot of this stuff is kind of goofy.
Okay, fair enough. Netflix raised their prices. Therefore, people said, I'm out. So they bailed, and Netflix lost something like 200,000 subscribers. And now they think the number over the next year or two could be, what'd you say, a couple million?
Well, they're saying just this year in Q2, for all you nerds, 2 million people are going to bail on Netflix.
My
so that's
goodness.
Why they're doing this huge crackdown on passwords. And
makes sense.
You know, they need the cash because I will say, honestly, there's a lot of content on Netflix that's crap right now. So I can see why people are just kind of bailing out. Besides Better Call Saul, which I am fully engulfed in right now.
All right. I got to get back
into
that.
So good, Dom.
So, I haven't been watching very much Netflix lately. And I know they've spent a lot on, you know, original content, which I think is great. I'm more of an HBO guy.
Are you?
And yeah, some Hulu stuff.
I like Hulu stuff. I'm into Hulu stuff. And I got kids. I mean, we're Disney Plus is in.
All right.
Is constantly streaming.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because Netflix is saying that they're going to start a new version that's a cheaper version. So you don't have to pay as much. And you're saying, hey, good news. Where do I sign up? Well, the thing you might want to know about is that there will be ads on this one. So is that okay with you?
Which is fine. I think people are putting up with that, you know, for cheaper subscription. I have the ad-based Hulu service, and I'm fine with it. Whatever. I'll sit through a couple ads.
Yeah, I don't really.
To get my Family Guy fix or something. Quick, name one show Dom will never watch. Which is too bad. It's a funny show.
No, that one might be. I have not ruled that out. I've never seen one.
It's good.
But it might be funny. Is that a lot of fart jokes? Is that why you watch it?
No. No, it's...
Because I know you.
There's intellectual humor.
Humor
in it.
You're like, you're like Anchorman.
You'd be like,
humor.
Very good.
Let me ask you that. Is it like Anchorman?
No.
Okay. Then I'll watch it.
No.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are thinking about teaming up again for another movie. I don't know. Did their last one, that Last Duel or whatever, did that do okay?
Oh, I didn't see that one. I saw Good Will Hunting, though, and that's a hell of a movie.
Well, that was quarter of a century
ago. Quite
a
while ago, but it's an iconic film, I think.
Well, no doubt.
They were really good in it. Did they do anything else? They were in, were they in Dogma together? What else have they
done? I don't know. They helped write this Last Duel. The point is, they are teaming up again because now they want to make a movie about back in the 80s when the Nike people wooed and signed Michael Jordan, you know, for the Air Jordans. And it doesn't look like Jordan himself will be anywhere in the movie. And he doesn't have to be because this is all about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
I want to see this.
I do, too. I think
it
sounds interesting.
A great story.
It would be just a great documentary. So
billions of dollars probably has come from that pairing of Nike and Jordan.
Speaking of Hollywood celebrities like Matt and what's his buddy's name? Ben. Johnny Depp is all over the news because of the trial that he's in with his ex-wife Amber Heard. It's the $50 million defamation trial. So Johnny Depp has been on the stand, and people on social media are losing their minds because Johnny Depp is such a flippin' weirdo. Now, I'm going to say this
before you
play your audio of him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I announced that 100% of Johnny Depp's act is just that. It's a contrived act. Even the way he speaks, like his inflections
on
words.
That's my problem. I've been watching
snippets. You can go back
snippets.
And listen to audio of him from many years ago. He did not talk that way or pronounce words that way. So this is an affectation that he has done.
I'm having a hard time with this because I don't know if he's telling the truth. I don't know if he's acting. And all I can see is Jack Sparrow when he's sitting there, you know?
Yeah.
And he's just so...
He relishes the weirdness because he knows it's his brand now. Here's so anyway, play this.
Here's a highlight. Here's some highlights of him. That goes on and on and on.
What's the other one?
Let me click over to that one. Here's this.
I am not some maniac who needs to be high or loaded all the time.
What a perfect clip to play on 420.
All right, George Harrison, I don't need to be loaded all the time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's an act. Johnny Depp's testimony continues today. Amber Heard is expected to take the stand at some point as well.
Oh, thank God.
And then, lastly from me, before Jeremy gets into his stuff, I have made it quite clear on the show that my mother-in-law does not like me. My mother-in-law hates me. Now there's science. Science! Researchers found that it has nothing to do with you. You did nothing wrong to make your mother-in-law dislike you. It's a genetic conflict. It's an unconscious need to protect our core family members. So your mother-in-law unconsciously sees you as some sort of interloper in your beautiful child's, you know, her beautiful child's life.
What?
Jeremy, how does your mother-in-law feel about you?
She's fine with me. She likes me. It's the other way around.
Yeah. You know, and it got to the point where my mother-in-law would
it's
try
my father-in-law
to mask
that hates me.
Is it right? My mother-in-law would try to mask it in a way, and now she just doesn't even make the effort to hide
she
it. She just doesn't like me. And let me tell you something. Let me just say this quickly. You know why this galls me? It's because I have always gotten along super well with people the parents of people that I dated or was in relationships with. And this is the one time.
Hmm.
And I cannot figure out
something
for the life
set
of me.
Her off.
Well, okay, look, I'll just say it and then we can be done with it. I don't follow her religion.
All right, yeah.
I'm not of the same belief system as her, and she cannot get past that. Mm. And so I am the devil.
Uh-oh.
What can you do about it? I'm
what
not going to
do
for her.
What can you do?
Not going to happen. What else is trending?
Big day for potweed fans. 420. Hey, they're having a big rally downtown. Everybody goes downtown and smokes the potweed. And I was talking with somebody in the hall. It's not a good look for the city. It's not. They do the time-lapse thing of all the smoke rising and everything. It's just not a good look. But anyway, if you're hangry today, a bunch of places are doing potweed-induced deals. Wingstop has a new blazed and glazed flavor today. Fat Burgers selling burgers for $4.20. Here, where's my... here. There you go. And then Jack in the Box has the new Pineapple Express milkshake. And Jimmy John's is running a promo called How High Are You? And they discount your sandwich depending on your elevation. Speaking of elevation, they are handing out free sandwiches to people in Leadville, Colorado today because it is the highest city in America. 10,151
is that right?
feet, Dom. I
don't
know.
Right.
I didn't Google it. Just what this story says. That's all I know, man. Google it for me. Google
it for me. I'm going to look it up. Leadville?
Let me scroll back up.
How are they wording this? That's the highest?
It's the highest city in America. Hey, Alexa. Yes?
This Google says it's Alma, Colorado.
Boy, this story
We will
is
just
wrong.
Let Leadville and Ooh. Alma. Alma has an advantage by about 200 feet.
Huh. Well, they screwed that up, didn't they?
Population... 296 people.
uh, Speaking of different locations, if you're looking to travel, I hope my buddy, my dear friend, my neighbor, Scotland Rob, is listening, because a new poll asked people to rate the vacation flings that they've had in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the world's best lovers for a fling are in Scotland.
Scotland.
He's going to be full of himself.
You're not going to be able to get his head through the door.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, so if you're looking to get some love, go to Scotland.
I wonder if this is based on that book series and now TV series that's based on, what's it called, Outlander?
Yeah.
Because that's a huge, multi-gazillion-selling book series, you know, that's set in Scotland. And it's a romance series, so that might tinge this a little bit.
I think it's just based on people going to Scotland and having sex. I think that's probably what it's based off of.
That's funny. Yeah, tell Rob. He'll be happy.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Leadville needs to shut up. They're actually third.
Well, what the hell's up with Jimmy John's doing this then?
That's wrong. Maybe that's the highest location they have a Jimmy John's outlet.
Oh, that could be it.
There might not be one in
that's
Alma.
A good point.
And number two is Montezuma, Colorado.
Well, we got a lot of high cities, don't we?
And then Leadville.
All right, hold on. I'm emailing Leadville corporate right now.
I am not some maniac who needs to be high or loaded all the time.
All the time.
What else is going on? This year's Kentucky Derby, May 7th, if you're into all that. They'll be serving mint juleps that are ruby encrusted. $1,000 a drink. Poured into silver julep cups featuring red rubies in the shape of a horseshoe. They're going to be selling 148 of them. Good God, man. That's an expensive drink. But you know what? People that are at the Kentucky Derby,
a lot of them can have that just in their pockets,
they will
man.
Pony up the cash.
Hey!
That's a horse joke. What else is going on? Anything
Nothing.
I want to tell you? You did the Uranus story. You did the Matt Damon one. Let's do clickbait.
I can't believe.
Clickbait.
You even said Uranus. What got into you?
I don't know. That's a joke that is.
What's a joke?
So old and tired, right? The whole Uranus thing, right?
Oh, that'll never be tired. Even
I feel
you're
like
the fart
like
joke guy, but I like Uranus jokes.
No,
I mean, it's
because
I'm into space and astronomy, so it's a way to have fun.
It is, but that's like one of those things that it's been around for so long. Is it truly funny anymore?
It depends on how it's used.
It's not.
It depends on how it's used.
Maybe. It's only fun for the kids in school and science class that have never heard that joke in like second grade, third grade.
I don't know.
Just saying. Clickbait is on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a feel-good clickbait today. There's a video making the rounds of a guy hopping out of his car in D.C. last Thursday to give his umbrella to a woman pushing a little baby in a little stroller, and the rain is pelting him like crazy, and he hops out and hands him an umbrella. So everyone's watching, and everyone's like, It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
So you're saying this headline is not funny? Astronomers say probing Uranus should be a top priority?
It's not.
You don't think that's funny?
I don't.
All right.
I don't. And you're right. I'm into all that kind of stupid humor.
That doesn't sound like you. It's
I
like
know.
Bizarre
I'm just
world.
Like, okay.